This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in for Jeff today. Hope you're all having a happy holiday. I hope you got all your holiday shopping done. Did you get your stuff done?
Have another cookie.
Oh, I should have another cookie.
Yeah, you should.
You know what? Maybe like she could make them with Halls in them. That'd be great. Instead of the Hershey's chocolate chip.
Vapo-rub cookies.
Either that or I feel like we should have like a buzzer that we hits and that means we have to have another cookie.
I'm mostly done shopping. I still have the famous stocking stuffers. Those last minute little.
Those are easy.
They are.
I could do stocking stuffers all day. That's the easiest thing to do. It's the.
Wrapping. Wrapping. I tell you what, though. I'm so proud of myself. I've gotten so much better at rapping. My wife is like...
my name is Tom. There is nothing finer.
You're funny. I've gotten better, though. I finally figured out that you don't need as much paper as you think. So, on those edges, when you're doing the edge of the box, you know what I'm saying?
You're listening to The Delicious Dish.
Yes.
With Baskin Withers. We're talking about...
Sweaty
wrapping.
Sweaty balls. We're talking
about wrapping paper.
NPR. So I've gotten better at it. Anyway, shopping for the most part is done. Thank goodness. I always get I always remind myself, okay, it's Christmas, relax, reflect. It's not, tis the season, right? Do all the right things.
Yeah.
And then you end up getting caught up in it. You can't help yourself.
Yeah. And then you're like, car payment, insurance, tuition, house, mortgage. And you're like, what did we just spend?
We should talk some Christmas movies too at some point here today. Let's do that.
We do that by the end of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
All right. So,
news conferences, press conferences, media.
Yeah. So, Shedeur Sanders is coming up here too, top of the hour. So, we're going to play that for you in its entirety.
Ask him any tough questions.
Well, I'm asking you, and I asked Tom, I'll ask you the same question. 216-474-0092. Is this controversial? Is this something? I guess is that Jeff would always say that. Is this something?
Yeah.
All right, so let's play the clip. This is what he said after the game.
The right decision. Go for it on 4th and 2.
I know you can't be asking me that question, man. Come on, man. We can't see that's like the thing. Like, if we want to change, the narrative, change the franchise, if we want to like help, we got to speak life. You can't. Those type of things is like separate us. Like a lot of the players like get these type of questions, and then we want to be working with y'all. We want to be proactive, but like when you ask questions or when questions are asked to us players and it's like you pinning stuff against each other, it's like, come on now, it's like a thing in the locker room, we're not going to be able to talk to them for real. We're not going to be able to give them what they need, because that separates the team. That don't help anything. It don't help anything in any situation, no matter how you answer it.
It would have been very easy for him to say, hey, we ran the play that was called. It didn't go well. And
I could have made it easier. All I had to do was say, that's a Kevin question.
Yeah. You just talk to coach.
Yeah.
We ran the play. We didn't execute it.
That's it. There's nothing more to say.
Next question.
That's where I got to tell you, Miles is really good at answering questions like that. If Miles may have thought everything that he said there, right there, but Miles is really going to be like, You know, that's a Kevin question. I didn't call the play.
Well, you know what? This is what comes with being a franchise player, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe he needs some more reps here as well.
Oh, good point.
So, you know, this is just part of the development and growing process for Shedeur Sanders. I think, you know, I would hope that, you know, somebody with the Browns media team, you know, public relations team, media relations team, spoke to him about this afterwards and said, hey, here, this might be a better way to handle that. So it's not that he was, and he's not wrong because,
no,
you know, we are going to ask that question. You're asking about the decision, like, to your point, Andy, that would be perfectly well said, is that that's more for coach.
It's not my decision. I'm executing decision. What the team wants, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? They didn't execute it properly and they had to,
it failed.
They gave up the ball.
Maybe next time we won't do that. I wouldn't say that, but.
No. And it's tough. And listen, he's also, a young player who's got a huge platform that has had things, you know, pretty much catered to him for much of his career, right? Playing for his father. I mean, it is what it is.
It's, yeah,
right? And I think he's done it. I think he does a really nice, and he's a likable kid, right?
Oh, for sure.
And I think he does a good job of, you know, projecting his persona, what have you. You know, I find him mostly genuine in what he says. Mm-hmm. I think he's trying to do the right thing.
Right.
And that's admirable. It's just when you're going to get put in situations like this, you got to handle this a little bit better.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest job out there is being a quarterback. I mean, there's just no question about it. And you're right. He's got a lot of things coming his way.
Yeah.
I think these are just one of the things as he gets better and he keeps getting more reps that he'll just avoid when it's all said and done. He'll be like, it's his inner monologue talking right now. And, and by the way, his inner monologue is not different than most of the NFL players.
So here's the other thing from
that. And the older, the more experienced players just don't say it. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's another thing from a media standpoint, it's all in your presentation to the player, right? So as we learn as a local media, as we learn about Shedeur and the way he's going to react to a question, then you got to think about phrasing it differently. There's another way of presenting this very same question to him and getting a better response and not getting him moving into lecture mode and telling you how to do your job.
Yeah, you don't want to put your defenses up. Like, you don't want to put him, you want to ask an open-ended question that's going to allow you to get the answer that I think fans want and that he might want to get out there too. I mean, sometimes when players answer questions, it's not the question, it's the answer that's important. And I think anyone that's ever interviewed needs to know that. It's not the question, it's the answer. And it's your platform to say whatever you really want because the door is wide open.
Right. And there's so many times where I've asked questions in press conferences that I've, you know, regretted the way that I have phrased it or presented it because I gave them an out, right?
Yeah.
Like, there would be an easy way to ask this question about whether or not it was the right decision by taking out the decision part of it, right? Hey, fourth down, what did you see there? What happened on that play? Leave it at that. And then let him take it where he needs to take it. And then you can, you know, come back with a follow-up. You know, did you, like, a couple weeks ago, I remember Scott Petrak asked a similar question, which was about Kevin being aggressive in those situations and whether or not he liked the idea that the team was aggressive. How did Shedeur respond to that?
He called same it, way he did on this.
He called it, no, he said it was a rude question.
Yeah.
And then gave another little lecture. So he's got to watch this. This is not going to help him down the road with, you know,
if he goes out and scores touchdowns, no one cares.
Well,
no one's going to care if he's,
well, I'll be honest with you. There's the majority of his fan base that he can do no wrong anyway.
Sure.
So, and then, you know, we get criticized for criticizing him, and I'm not criticizing him. I'm just pointing out that this is, you know, part of being a young player and learning the ropes.
Yeah. I mean, there's easier ways to answer it. That's all. But you know what? He's still a rookie. Like, if you go out and win games, none of it matters. Let's go to Stephen in Lyndhurst. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, listen, this is all about, see, I don't care about any of that little small stuff. He's a rookie. You know, sometimes when I listen to people talk about Shedeur, it's almost like they want him to go out and play like a seasoned pro and win games. But the team.
So, Stephen, hang on. Let me just say one thing. If he was the number one overall pick or number two, they would have expected that. 100%. I agree with you, everything you're saying.
Yeah, but if you look at all the rookie quarterbacks this year, I don't think it's rookie quarterback who have thrown for 300 yards yet, and I'm including the number one pick down in Tennessee. I mean, so I look at this. This is all about accountability, you know. Unfortunately, it comes back to Kevin Stefanski. You know, when they was playing that Bears game, they opened up and they showed Kevin Stefanski on the sideline at the beginning of the game. They showed a 42-53 record. You know, I don't care nothing about two-time coach of the year. It doesn't mean nothing, because in NFL stands for, in my estimation, what have you done for me lately? And the last 2 years, he's been horrible. Now, people say, well, he's a great coach. You know, I listen to national pundits say Kevin Stefanski is a bright mind. Well, maybe he is that, but I don't think he's that for the Cleveland Browns. I think the Cleveland Browns need a new voice, a new direction, a new leader of men. And I think that's what's going on with the team. I like what they got going. I like Barry, what he put together with those rookies. You got the quarterbacks in place. You can get Shedeur for a bargain deal to $900,000. You got Watson on the contract for a whole another year. I mean, you got the running back. You got the tight end. You got Schlesinger. I mean, you got Bond. You got Q. I mean, I like the direction of the team.
All right,
but they must change Kevin Stefanski out.
So you got all the answers, Steven. So who's the next coach of the Cleveland Browns then?
You might not like this, and my friends don't like it. Bill Belichick. I mean, that would be such a feel-good story, because he started here. And if he can turn this franchise around and get this team disciplined and get these young guys to understand, just do your job. I actually feel good where the team is right now, you know, but that head coach, he has to go.
Right.
I like Kevin Stefanski, but 6 years, 42, and he's probably going to end up 42, 43, and 57. You know, he's underwater in wins and losses. It's time for a change, man.
Steven, thank you. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
He
makes some good points. No,
here's what I like. Whether you like the answer or not, he had an answer. He wanted Bill Belichick.
There you go.
I wonder how Bill would be.
Put that on your sand.
I wonder how Bill would be if he came back right now. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do like the story, though. I'll be honest with you. I've thought about that before, too.
The full circle redemption Cleveland story of all time, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, and then you win the Super Bowl? Oh man.
Hallmark, make it happen.
Oh, can we do this, please? Can we make that happen?
Get that before Christmas. Absolutely. It's Hallmark.
Oh, good point. Oh, wait. It's got to be a big city girl that comes back to a small town to run into the guy that's
Jordan
running.
Hudson, anyone? Come on now. We can even cast this thing.
The narrator. They always get together at the end, right?
The Hallmark movie.
You know, it's heartbreak followed by.
My mom is locked into that channel. It's either that or Game Show Network. You can't get away from either one. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about. I want to talk more about Deion because we're Deion. I want to talk more about Shedeur, because we're going to hear from him when we come back, his press conference, straight ahead right here at Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Weathers sitting in today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.